أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ومن يعمل سوءا أو يظلم نفسه ثم يستغفر الله يجد الله غفورا رحيما. ومن يكسب إثما فإنما يكسبه على نفسه وكان الله عليما حكيما. ومن يكسب خطيئة أو إثما ثم يرمي به بريئا فقد احتمل بهتانا وإثما مبينا. صدق الله العظيم. We discuss verses 110, 111 and 112 of Surah An-Nisa. The discussion of yesterday's reason of the revelation of those verses, that a person had stolen, by the name of Bashir, had stolen from the house of Rifa'a the wheat and the weapons, and he blamed somebody else for it, first Labid ibn Sahal, and then a Yahud, and then he plotted the entire plan in trying to move the blame from himself to someone else. And then at the same time, when the case was brought to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it was brought in a way of allegation that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had addressed in the previous verse, just to complete the incident of this person Bashir, the person that stole. It is mentioned about him that after this incident, he left Medina Munawwara and he went to Makkah Mukarrama and he stayed over there. So outwardly he was either munafiq or he had turned away from the deen of Allah ta'ala. He had written poetry against our Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and in response to his poetry, Hassan bin Thabit radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the poet of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, had responded against him and against a woman that had given him refuge. When she had realized that she is also being implicated simply because she had given him sanctity, she had given him protection, then she had dismissed him, evicted him from her house. The incident goes that he had to leave that house and he continued in his stealing and his theft. And one day he broke into a house in Makkah Mukarrama, and when he broke through that wall collapsed on him and he died in this state. And like the hadith of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the way you love, that is the way you die. He died in that pathetic condition, stealing or trying to steal the wealth and property of others. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after all of this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ سُوءًا, whoever practices evil, أَوْ يَظْلِمْ نَفْسَهُ, or he oppresses or wrongs himself, ثُمَّ يَسْتَغْفِرِ اللَّهَ, then he seeks forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, يَجِدِ اللَّهَ غَفُورَ الرَّحِيمَ, he will find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be ghafoor, to be forgiving, and he will find Allah ta'ala to be compassionate, to be kind. One is this, that a person had broken the commandment of Allah ta'ala, then he was remorseful, he pleaded to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in that state of remorse, he pledged to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not to commit that sin, and then he was resolute and he came out of that sin. If it was the right of someone else, he fulfilled that right, he replaced whatever was taken from someone, and in that way he completed his tawbah, then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will certainly forgive that individual. وَمَنْ يَكْسِبْ إِثْمًا فَإِنَّمَا يَكْسِبُهُ عَلَىٰ نَفْسِ. On the other hand, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that whoever carries out a sin, whoever commits a sin, then he commits a sin against him, his own self. In other words, the consequences of it, he will face himself. There is nobody else that he is going to harm, but he is going to harm himself. Even if he had taken away the right of someone, he had taken away the right of the property of someone else, it may seem that there was a loss to someone else, but the real loss is to that individual himself. وَكَانَ اللَّهُ عَلِيمًا, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all-knowing. No matter how secretly all of this would be done, Hakima, Allah Ta'ala is all wise. Allah Ta'ala will replace the loss of someone else. But the loss and the harm that we cause by taking away the property of someone, by harming, by committing zulm to someone else, that loss will always be our own loss. وَمَنْ يَكْسِبْ خَتِيئَةً أَوْ إِثْمًا. And then whoever commits a wrong, a sin, a minor or a major sin, ثُمَّ يَرْمِ بِهِ بَرِيئًا, then he cast it upon someone that was innocent. In other words, he now changes the blame and he places the blame on someone else, like in this particular case. So here there is two sins. A person commits a sin, that is one sin, and now he blames somebody else for that sin. Then Allah Ta'ala says, فَقَدِحْ تَمَلَ بُهْتَانَا. Number one is that person has now carried out a slander, وَإِثْمًا مُبِينًا, and a very manifest sin, a very open sin. And in that way, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala shows that there is two aspects of it, the sin of committing the sin, and then the sin of blaming. Understand that when Sayyidina Adam alayhi salatu wasalam had committed the error, not a sin, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had taught him a dua that all of us need to understand, that we take responsibility. رَبَّنَا ظَلَمْنَا أَنفُسَنَا. Oh Allah, I have transgressed, I have wronged my soul. We take responsibility for the wrong we have done and we seek forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is more likeliness that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will accept it rather than blaming others and making excuses. May Allah ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.